Rock and Roll Tuesday!
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger's in here.
I am.
He's going to hand me a song.
I am.
Hand me a record, and I'm going to put it on the turntable.
Yep.
And it's up to you to identify it, and up to me to identify it.
Yep.
I'm not looking at it.
Heels are at UNCW today, so we wish them well down playing the Seahawks as they get ready for what's going to be one more home stand this next coming weekend.
We're talking about good baseball programs around the area. That's another good one, right?
I'll tell you what. This state's got no shortage of great minor league teams, great college baseball
teams.
It's
like the college baseball capital of America.
UNCW's had some great teams this season, East Carolina, NC State, Duke, Carolina.
Yeah.
Been
amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And not far away, Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. Clemson's good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
The ACC's loaded. I mean, Miami and Florida State have had some down years. This is a little surprising this particular season, but. Well, you know what? No, Clemson's
still in the polls.
You mentioned Clemson. Clemson isn't. They just took over one of the top two teams in the other division of the ACC.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but today, we were talking about this earlier.
Music.
It's that time of year where people are thinking, you know, put some salt water in their veins.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Go on down to the beach.
Okay. All right.
Spanish Galleon maybe still there. OD, Ocean Drive.
I've been OD in a long time.
God, I used to love, today's North Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to do something. It's beach music.
I did a music in my head last week about
the Tams.
About the Tams and beach music in general and spending time at OD. So,
well, if Sylvia Hatchell is listening, she's up and
I'm sure she's shagging.
Shagging in the kitchen.
That's right. Well, what kind of question you got? Never mind.
Beach music. All right. Folks thinking of going to the beach.
We don't know what's
and that
doing.
Made me think of Carolina beach music. Name this classic from 1966 artist and song.
Yeah, baby. Trying to do my Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Ask the question again because I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to come up with an Austin Powers.
I know, you were cutting up. Stay after class.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Name this classic from 1966. Name of the tune and the artist of this particular single, which was huge in Carolina beach music circles.
All right. Well, hand me the record.
You got it. There
you
go.
Put it on the turntable.
You got it. It's on the right side. You're good.
Here we go.
How I feel.
You'll never know how I feel when I needed you to come around. J.J. Jackson. But it's all right.
But it is all right.
That's a good song.
That's a great song. J.J. Jackson, not the 1980s music television DJ.
He was kind of a big, rotund guy.
Yes, he was.
J.J. Jackson.
He was a victim of circumference.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Born in Brooklyn,
not
New
as,
York.
Not as big as Billy Stewart, who's another big music artist.
Chuck, stop a time.
But J.J. Jackson, but it's all right. Yeah. Well, you said he was born in where?
Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Brooklyn, New York.
Right.
Brooklyn. How you doing?
How you doing?
His tune peaked at number 22, and of his four charting singles, it's still his highest. And by the way, he re-released or reissued the tune in 1969, but it could only climb to number 45, the 1966 tune, when it was released first got higher at number 22, J.J. Jackson, But It's All Right.
I'm surprised it wasn't a bigger hit than that on the charts.
Well, it may have been 22, but the thing is, you know, it is etched in Carolina Beach music stone.
It's a beach music classic. Hey, thank you very much. And that's an easy song to remember. I hear that first bump, bump.
Yeah.
Already got it.
Oh, you got it.
That's right. So, hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
See you tomorrow.